Our learning tonight is sponsored by Linda and Leib Koifman in memory of Linda's uncle Moshe Pinchas ben Avram Shlomo Zichrono Levracha, and by Sarah and Shmuel Maggot in memory of Shmuel's mother Chana Bas Shmuel Zichrono Levracha. We pick up with the Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yud Aleph, page Samech Tes in the Feldheim edition. We have been discussing various Isurim, various areas of prohibition, and how the Midah of Nikios, the trait of Nikios, pertains to each. We spoke about Gezel and monetary matters. We spoke about Arayos and sexual propriety. We spoke about Ma'achalos Asuros, prohibited foods, and some other Ramchal's thoughts on that issue. And now he goes through many other Isurim and discusses the matter of Nikios pertaining to each. And one of the ones that he discusses is what's called Ono'as Tvarim. This is page Samech Tes. Again, it's the paragraph that begins with the words Ono'as HaDvarim, third paragraph in the Feldheim. Ono'as HaDvarim Bechlala Hu L'daber B'pnei Chaveru Levad Sheyevosh Mimenu. What is Ono'as Dvarim? It's effectively not speaking nicely to someone. You're speaking to somebody, even not in front of other people, even just one-on-one, and you say something that's going to embarrass the person. And certainly when you not only insinuate something, but you explicitly say something intended to embarrass somebody else. Or you do something that is going to cause embarrassment to somebody else. He quotes the Gemara above Metzia, Daf and Chasam Beis. Maya Baal Tshuva lo yomer lo zochor ma'asecha harishonim. Somebody's a Baal Tshuva. They committed sins in their past and they've returned to Hashem through the process of Tshuva. Don't go to them and say, "Oh, I remember who you used to be. I remember the sins that you used to do." When Eov's friends, if you know Sefer Eov, right? Sefer Eov, Eov gets sick. And he has three friends who come to quote-unquote comfort him. They do a pretty lousy job doing so. And most of the Sefer consists of a conversation between Eov and his friends. So his friends come over to him and say, nobody gets sick unless they have serious sins that they're being punished for. Shkoyach, Eov's friends. Thank you. That's not exactly, even if that's true theologically, that's not exactly what you should be saying to Eov as he's sitting on the floor dealing with his ailments. If somebody's coming in pursuit of grain or in pursuit of any kind of material good, don't say, "Oh, go to that person. He'll be able to sell it to you," knowing that he actually won't be able to, and they're going to go and they're going to be disappointed. Don't set somebody else up for embarrassment. And the Gemara there continues and says, "Godo onas dvarame onas mamon." The Gemara says that maltreating somebody with words is even worse than maltreating somebody through ono'as mamon, which we discussed, through overcharging and through kind of practices that are less than ethical from a monetary standpoint, that extort money from somebody less than appropriately or honestly in a monetary standpoint. It could be even worse when you maltreat somebody through words. And this is certainly true if you're going to embarrass somebody in public in front of other people. Shebehed Yashaninu, and he quotes, I think, a well-known Mishnah Maseches Avos, Hamal ben Pnei Chaveru Berabim, Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. If you embarrass a friend publicly, you have lost your portion in the world to come. V'Omer Rav Chista, Kol HaSheorim Ninalu Chutz Mishare Ona'ah. And Rav Chista says, all the gates of prayer have been sealed, with the exception of those of Ona'ah. V'Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Al-Yedei Shliach Chutz Me'Ona'ah. And Rabbi Elazar says, again, more Ma'amori Chazal that reflect how serious it is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exact payment through messengers, except for Ona'ah, there he exacts payment himself. He doesn't entrust it to others. There are three sins for which the curtain is not sealed, and one of them is verbal abuse. So you have, again, a number of Ma'amori Chazal that simply reflect how bad Ona'ah Stvarim is. Now, what's significant to me about these passages is, on the one hand, how intuitive they are, and on the other hand, how increasingly in contemporary society they are becoming less and less intuitive. You tell somebody, don't speak to somebody else in a not nice way. That sounds pretty obvious. It sounds pretty intuitive. You tell somebody it's bad to embarrass someone or to try to cause somebody else embarrassment. That sounds pretty reasonable and pretty intuitive. You'd wonder, why would you ever think otherwise? And yet, increasingly, in the society that we live in public discourse, social media, and other things, embarrassing others has not only become acceptable, It's been elevated to the level of virtue. You are praised in your skill at getting others to be ashamed or embarrassed or mocking others. And the effectiveness with which you do it becomes almost a moral virtue or a moral value rather than a moral failure. I'll give you an example. I remember having a conversation with my students. It was in 2020. It was the Democratic primaries for the 2020 election. The context was it had just come out that Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts had been gravely exaggerating her Native American heritage in order to gain access into certain schools and admissions and things like that. And it was quite shameful, particularly in the Democratic Party, which tends to be more focused on ethnic heritage and racial heritage and things like that, than the Republicans. It was quite scandalous. It was really shameful. And when that happened, President Trump, who was still on Twitter at the time, capitalized fully and started labeling her, you may remember, Pocahontas. Pocahontas is what he said. She's Pocahontas. And I remember one of my students asked me, Rabbi, what do you think of that? Do you think that's good? And I said, no, I don't think that's good. And my student asked me, why? Are you an Elizabeth Warren fan? So I said, no, I don't frequently discuss politics, but I am comfortable saying that I'm not the biggest fan of Elizabeth Warren. And my cousins do live in Massachusetts, so I've been following her career from well before she became a public and national figure. So I said, no, that's not the issue at all. So they said, I don't understand. So what is the issue? And I said, it's just not nice. Chazal don't approve of when you give somebody else a negative nickname, a demeaning nickname, deliberately in order to engage in a kind of derogatory speech in order to make them feel bad. And the student said, well, it works, is what he said. I said, I don't doubt its effectiveness. I don't doubt its effectiveness for a moment. You know, in the 80s, they used to call President Reagan the great communicator, right? Because he knew how to utilize the medium of television better than anybody else. In terms of effectiveness, President Trump knew and I guess knows how to use social media more effectively than anyone. He totally understood how to utilize social media. But social media is a medium that is designed to capitalize on that kind of mocking, derogatory speech. And I said, I don't doubt its effectiveness, but the question of its effectiveness is it does not equate to it having moral value and being a moral exemplar. You speak to adults, an adult has the maturity to say to you, you know what? I approve of a lot of President Trump's policies. He moved the embassy to Yerushalayim and the Abraham Accords, and they'll rattle off a whole list of other policy achievements and domestic policy, foreign policy, and the like. But I recognize that as a character exemplar, he's hardly somebody to admire. You know, his character is not exemplary. Kids don't have the nuance to say that. They can't distinguish between those things. They often live in a black and white world. So you have this world in which our political discourse in general, beyond President Trump, in general, has devolved into just mudslinging. It's just name-calling. That's really what it is nowadays. It's very hard to find a nuanced debate on policy or a nuanced debate on ideas. You don't find that anymore. You turn on the news and it's just mocking other people. And whoever's the most effective at doing it is considered the greatest because they're the most effective at bringing other people down. And it's on all sides. Again, I mentioned social media before. Social media, there's this whole literature nowadays on cyberbullying in general. It's become a political issue when it comes to cancel culture, right? Where there's this value in public shaming people who don't conform to a particular dogma or a particular ideology. You say the wrong thing, you formulate things in the wrong way, and there's this, again, this moral imperative to skewer people, to burn them at the stake. That's really what it becomes. It becomes this echo chamber where the people who are most offensive and who are most loud in their meanness and nastiness are the people whose voices are magnified. And that is kind of the system that our kids are growing up in. And as much as we tell them, oh, you speak to your friends nicely and you make sure to talk to people nicely and things like that, they're getting these mixed messages in a sense from the moral instruction that we try to give and the messages that are being communicated from society at large, which say, if you actually want to achieve things, if you want to move forward, you're best served by being mean and nasty to others. And take a look at the next paragraph in Mesillas Yesharim here on page Ayin. It quotes another Ma'amar Chazal. It says, "Afilu lidvar mitzvah." Even when you're dealing with a mitzvah, Amar Akasav Tocheach Hokiach Hazamisecha, the pasuk says, you should rebuke your friend if you see them doing something wrong. But Amru Zechron Mavracha, however, Chazal qualified and said, quotes the Gemara in Erech and Tezayin Amud Beis, Yachol Afilu Panam Mishtanos, maybe even if you're going to embarrass him, the end of the pasuk is, when you rebuke your friend, don't do so in a way in which you're going to be carrying sin. He says, from all this, you see just how far the scope of this prohibition goes. Even when you are morally in the right, even when you are telling someone off for behavior that's wrong, that's inappropriate, that's a violation of mitzvah, even in instances where you are commanded to actually steer them in the right direction because they are so gravely wrong, the Torah says still that you can't just say, oh, because I am right, therefore I'm allowed to engage in any kind of speech that I need to in order to achieve the ends that I need to achieve. Even in those instances, you need to make sure that you're speaking in a proper and an appropriate way. You need to make sure that when you tell somebody off, it's not in a way that embarrasses them or then causes them any shame or is, again, chas v'shalom, deliberately derogatory, deliberately intended to bring people down. So I think when the Ramchal really just quotes all these ma'amari chazal about ono as dvarim, when he just explains to you how important and how bad it is, it's something that is very easy to say, okay, you know, it's not like the other areas we've been discussing where perhaps there are areas of gray and there may be temptation and there may be a moral struggle. Yeah, don't speak ill of other people. It's something that seems very intuitive and simple. But I think increasingly it's something that we need to be extra sensitive to, particularly when we're around the younger generation that is really exposed to a cyber world that doesn't really operate by that same set of values. And when we always need to be conscious of the values that are kind of trickling into our homes from society at large. But I think this one in particular, it's imperative for us to make sure that we do our utmost to counterbalance that, to really make sure that we're speaking positively and in a way that's respectful, even when we're disagreeing with others, even when others are gravely wrong, to make sure that we speak in a way that reflects refinement, that reflects the Torah's values of appropriate, proper conduct, and a proper way of treating all other people with the words that we choose to say to them and about them.